Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sunset Sessions here at Chris's Jazz Cafe. Please welcome to our stage, Kira Small and Brian Beller.
Thank you, Shane. We've been playing house concerts all week, so we've been introducing ourselves, so it's quite lovely. It's nice to see you. Okay. Yes. I wrote a song. It goes like this. Both of the CDs that I do have are available at the bar if you're so inclined.
What's the name of the nice girl up there?
Joan.
Joan?
Yes.
You just asked for her?
Yes. Okay. She's the lovely lass behind the bar and she'll sell you my CDs.
Yay!
Okay, so this one is called Love in a Dangerous World. I didn't write this one, but I sure do like it.
Thank you.
Stages of missing somebody, starting with how can I miss you if you won't go away? That's the first one. It's one end of the spectrum, and then you get all the way to the other side of just when you miss somebody so bad, all you can do is just lay on the floor and moan. That's about where I was when this little ditty came to me. Ready? This is called Miss You Bad. Thank you.
take much more. Sleeping all alone. Though that shield's meant to fall. Darling, it just ain't right. No, I need a home inside. Cause I miss you.
This is the title track of my first record. I used to, my dad has really wacky eclectic music tastes, and we listen to all sorts of strange things in the car. And sometimes I just listen to him and my mom singing Purdue Fight songs and singing in harmony and stuff. And it's probably where I learned to sing harmony. But one of the things that we listen to a lot, I don't know, is the soundtrack from Paint Your Wagon. Remember that movie?
Anybody out there seen that movie, Paint Your Wagon, with Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood? From what year? 1960 what?
I don't know. Late 60s. But yeah, there's a recipe for
it's a musical.
Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin.
It's one of the weirdest movies ever. It's like 3.5 hours long. I swear to God, they were on acid when they wrote this movie. It doesn't make any sense at all. But it's got this song in it.
Elizabeth, we'll be free. Order. Okay. Anywho. Decided to call my record this because I like it. My version's a little different than Lee Marvin's door. It's
good. That's good.
Yeah. When I get to heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you know where I will be.
Unchain my heart.
Not me, baby. That's what I'm saying. Okay. This one now. This one is also on my CD, Love in a Dangerous World. This is a tough one to write. Because I had to live through it first, but how it goes sometimes, I guess. It's called Shouldn't You Be in Love. We share an affinity for really super sad songs. He used to come see me play, and whenever I'd play one like that that he really liked, he'd just stand up and go, oh, the song's just Dad Yourself Over. I got a list on my computer. That's one. Okay. This is
of an entirely different nature. This is one for the couples in the room. Y'all ever notice that the person who drives you the most crazy, like, is also the person that drives you the most crazy, like, whoop, like that? Yeah. This one's called You Drive Me Crazy.
Nobody out there knows what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Ready, baby? Just a reminder that she does have CDs for sale.
Yeah.
Just a reminder.
Go, Brian.
11 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So that last one is a new one that's going to be on the new record, and I wrote that one with Vicky Carrico. You'll hear more about her, so y'all know Vicky. I know. Yep. And this one I wrote all by myself. Brian likes doing these gigs with me because, you know, like right after right, song after song, I'm like, yeah, hey, I wrote this song about him. Vicky gets it for me, gets a big kick out of it. That's all right, because he keeps. Normally, he's like schlepping gear for me, but today I schlepped all this in here myself.
Especially in front of my high school friends.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Ready? Yes. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to do one more from my The Dangerous World CD. This is a Kenny Lester song. I'll sing this song over and over again if you don't let me.
Did they sing praise in the back?
Yes, what he said.
What I said. Sometimes I think that she's leaving me a pause to say something. Actually, what she's doing is she's leaving me just enough of a pause for me to start to say something. And then she says something right at the same time. I'm learning little by little by little.
Okay. Let's play that You Got Me Crazy song again. Yeah. All right.
Jazz Cafe. Please welcome back to our stage, Kira Small and Brian Belly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I told you I'd say some more about Vicky Carrico. That's my good buddy. So some of you who were in Nashville with us when we got married in October remember Vicky as the adorable little matron of honor at our wedding. Vicky's like this big and her hair is like this big. When she sings, she sounds like this big. It's really cool. This is the first thing that we wrote together. We knew we were going to be good friends. Thank you. try to explain that one a little bit last night. We did a house concert in New Jersey last night. A bunch of his parents' friends and stuff. They're like, is her, is that a good thing? And I was like, yeah, it is. I realized I looked out at the crowd and I'm like, you guys probably don't use that phrase as much. Put the hurting on it. No, yeah. It was funny. Funny to me anyway, I don't know.
Like funny ha-ha.
Like funny ha-ha, yeah, exactly.
To you.
Okay. This song is about cooking. You guys will notice that, maybe you've noticed this, that the songs I read tend to have a little bent in a certain direction towards the grown-up side of life and perhaps the romantic side of life. I was playing this show one time at a little coffee house in Indianapolis, and it was timing, so I decided, like, you know, me and you, and that's it. And in walks, in walks like 10 Girl Scouts, and they sit right there, and I'm like, now what do? I got nothing. Yeah.
I said someone last night, oh. Said, yeah, that's how the Girl Scouts earn their badges. You're like, you're wrong. What are you doing here?
I know. you're fired. Get out. Yeah. Anywho, this song's about cooking and nothing else. They just got my joke.
You got something better planned. Oh, keep my
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't play that one for the Girl Scouts. Can I have cookies? No. My mom just laughed at me. She was sitting there. She's like, ah, you can't play to your songs now. Kumbaya, that's all I did.
All right. Yes.
It's one of my favorite old R&B tunes from the, I think, late 60s. Maybe early 70s, I'm not sure. Okay, anybody got your note? Good, me too.
Thank you. Oh, I like that song.
Good song.
Ann Peebles did that one. It was trivia night last night. We just were asking everybody who sang anything. It was comical.
Happy twice!
No, you know.
Twice.
Everything was Patsy Cline. No. I love Patsy Cline, but no, she did not sing that one.
Okay.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. He's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, I wonder next time when wonder if he's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime he goes away, trilogy, we have one more for you. This one I wrote. This one's about dodging idiots. You know, sometimes you just run across an idiot. And luckily I survived the idiot, but then I saw some other girl just all starry-eyed over the same idiot, and I thought, oh Lord, somebody needs to warn her. So that's what this song is about. So what, y'all watch out for the idiots, okay?
thank you.
That one is on my CD, Love in a Dangerous World, which is for sale at the bar. Talk to Miss Jo. She's precious. I like her a lot. And not just because she's selling my CDs, but. You know, I have t-shirts, too.
Check it out!
I haven't played this song yet, but t-shirts I got up here, but they aren't they cute? I'll play this song in a little bit, but I'd like to thank Ron for having us out here.
Yes, thank you to Chris's Jazz Cafe. This place is cool. Yes. Very first time here.
We love it.
We'd like to have you back sometime.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, man. Thank you.
We are doing number 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. This one is on my very first CD. This one I haven't seen for a long time. I love this song. It's just a set full of, like, I love this song. Oh, well, I got the microphone, so. Tough.
Ready?
Alright, so I'll do one quick song.
I'm gonna have Brian play there for you.
I'm just gonna play one very, very quick bass solo interlude before we get into some heavy duty Kira material to wrap up the show. This is a song off of my own second solo album, which is called Thanks in Advance.
I'm so proud to have my hot shot superstar bass player Hillary playing with me.
Aww. This song's called Life Store.
Needed to speak up but weren't able to for some reason. So, may you raise your voice. This one's available as a free download on my website right now, by the way. Yes, puresmall.com. And I don't know how much longer it's going to be up there because we're going into the studio pretty soon. We're putting the choir on in a couple weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. At Ronnie Millsap Studio. Oh. I almost heaven when
don't sing, no one can sing along. So I will sing the world seems cold.
song to do for y'all. It's the title song of my t-shirt. I'll go on there back here. You can see. Title song of my t-shirt. Thank you so much for coming. Really. I really appreciate it. That's Brian Bell.
Hi, everyone. That's Pierce Small, first show in Philadelphia ever. Right. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for making her feel welcome here in Philly.
This one's about the idiot again. Mm-hmm. Good going. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. We're out of time. We can't do it anymore. We're over. See you next time. Another round of applause for Peter Small and Brian Bell.
You got a sense of conviction, baby. Yeah.
Trombonist Joe McDonald is going to be up next. You stick around.